From the RFC News Desk, I'm Chris with your daily Transformers News Update for Wednesday, April 8th, 2020. Right on schedule, Takari Tomy Mall began taking pre-orders at noon local time on Wednesday for Generation Select's Super Megatron. Last week's preview reveal showed us only the robot and jet modes for Super Megatron, leaving some to suspect that Takari Tomy was holding back more details about the toy. That speculation has been confirmed with a set of additional product photos that have been published with the pre-order launch. Super Megatron is confirmed as having an Ultra Megatron form now. The webcomic available since last week effectively revealed that in advance anyway. What wasn't apparent at that time was an additional transformation feature. Going slightly beyond Ultra Megatron, the toy has a face change option to a masked form which is identified as Ultra Megatron Omega Mode. Two new webcomic volumes were uploaded, which show the new form in action, which is so far our only look at the fully transformed Omega mode. The product photos currently only show the Omega face with the Super Megatron configuration. The complete details of how the chest transforms to affect the different robot forms is not entirely clear, but it does look like it occurs with integral parts rather than with add-ons. Since covering this last week, some sharp-eyed members of our audience suggested a hinge and rotation setup, which looks to be at least the basis for how this works. The new pictures do show some pin hinges whose specific function is, as yet, unidentified, though. Super Megatron does additionally come with Ultra Megatron's triple-barreled cannon attachment, and we have a look at the Ultra Tank mode that had been previewed in last week's webcomic pages. It does not look any better than an actual toy. A disappointing, but not remotely surprising, discovery. Pre-orders for Super Megatron are active right now in Takari Tomy Mall, running through midday on May 7th. Japan's retail price is 6,000 yen before tax. At recording time, Hasbro Pulse had not yet listed Super Megatron. If they do, the price can be expected to be very comparable to Takari Tomy's pricing, so in the neighborhood of $60. Super Megatron is due in late September in Japan, which usually means the last Saturday of the month, so we should be able to expect it to be released on September 26th. We can also expect Pulse to ship out their orders several weeks after that date. If patience isn't one of your strengths, plan your choice in retailers accordingly. If you'd like to help us keep bringing you quality content like this, please consider becoming a patron at tfradio.net/patreon. Everything we do is made possible thanks to your support, and there's a lot of excellent benefits you can get as a patron. You can also do your regular Amazon shopping with our affiliate link, tfradio.net/Amazon, where every purchase sends a little referral bonus back to the show at no extra cost to you. Visit tfradio.net for more Transformers News Desk updates, and join us at tfradio.net/live on Wednesday night for Radio Free Cybertron. We'll definitely be talking more about Super Megatron in episode 669, so don't miss out! And come join us on Discord and chat with us during the show and all week at tfradio.net/discord. I'm Chris, and this has been your daily Transformers News Update from the RFC News Desk.